bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Which one's on the board today? Okay. Tesham. Acha. Okay, well, 24 is Tesham, Avirabhudvani, Arupa Mega, Nishwana, Sanadayanti, Kakuba, Sadunam, Abhayankari. Then there appeared before them a transcendental sound, vibration emanating from a personality not visible to material eyes. The voice was as grave as the sound of a cloud, and it was very encouraging, driving away all fear. Okay, so now it's 25 on the board. This is another one where there's two verses in one. Ma, Vaishta, Vibhuda, Shrestha, Sarvesham, Bhadram, Astu, Ba, Mad, Darshanam, Hi, Bhutanam, Sarva, Shreyo, Papataye, Ma Vaishta Vibhuda Shrestha, Sarvesham Bhadramastuva, Madarshanami Bhutanam, Sarvashreyo Papataye, Mabhaishta Vibhuda Shrestha, Sarvesham Bhadramastuva, Madarshanami Bhutanam, Sarvashreyo Papataye. Sarvesham Bhadramastuva, Madarshanami Bhutanam, Sarvashreyo Papataye. Must be more. Ladies. Mabhaishta Vibhuda Shrestha, Sarvesham Bhadramastuva, Madarshanami Bhutanam, Sarvashreyo Papataye, Mabhaishta Vibhuda Shrestha, Sarvesham Bhadramastuva, Madarshanami Bhutanam, Sarvashreyo Papataye. All right, that's also the next verses together. Gata metasya dormatyam daiteya pasasadas devat tasya shantim karishyami kalam tavat pratikshata. Ma, do not. Vaishta, fear. Vibhuda Shrestha, O best of learned persons, Sarvesham, of all, Bhadram, the good fortune, Astu, let there be, Va, unto you, Madarshanam, the seeing of me, or offering prayers to me, or hearing about me, all of which are absolute. He, indeed, Bhutanam, of all living entities, Sarva Shreya, of all good fortune, Upapattaye, for the attainment, Gyatam, known, Etasya, of this, Dormatyam, the nefarious activities, Daiteya Apasadasya, of the great demon Hiranyakashipu, yat which tasya of this shantim cessation karisyami I shall make kalam time tavat until that patikshata just wait. So, 7th canto, 4th chapter, verse 25 and 26. The voice of the Lord vibrated as follows, O best of learned persons, do not fear. I wish all good fortune to you. Become my devotees by hearing and of chanting about me and offering me prayers, for these are certainly meant to award benedictions to all living entities. I know all about the activities of Hiranyakasipu and shall surely stop them very soon. Please wait patiently until that time. This is a very interesting verse. I can repeat that. The voice of the Lord vibrated as follows. O best of learned persons, do not fear. I wish all good fortune to you. Become my devotees by hearing and chanting about me and offering me prayers, for these are certainly meant to award benedictions to all living entities. I know all about the activities of Hiranyakasipu and shall surely stop them very soon. Please wait patiently until that time. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sometimes people are very much eager to see God. In considering the word Madarshanam, seeing me, which is mentioned in this verse, one should note that in Bhagavad Gita the Lord says, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati, 1855. In other words, the ability to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or to see Him or talk with Him depends on one's advancement in devotional service, which is called bhakti. In bhakti, there are 9 different activities, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Because all these devotional activities are absolute, there is no fundamental difference between worshiping the deity in the temple, seeing Him, and chanting His glories. Indeed, all these are ways of seeing Him. For everything done in devotional service is a means of direct contact with the Lord. The vibration of the Lord's voice appeared in the presence of all the devotees, and although the person vibrating the sound was unseen to them, they were meeting or seeing the Lord because they were offering prayers and because the vibration of the Lord was present. Contrary to the laws of the material world, there is no difference between seeing the Lord offering prayers and hearing the transcendental vibration. Pure devotees, therefore, are fully satisfied by glorifying the Lord. Such glorification is called kirtan. Performing kirtan and hearing the vibration of the sound, Hare Krishna, is actually seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. One must realize this position, and then one will be able to understand the absolute nature of the Lord's activities. Om Gana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksuramilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shigarun Dina Tarane. That one's important. It says that by the mercy of the spiritual master, even a dumb man can speak eloquently. So please pray that, because for your benefit, Krishna will use me to speak something worthwhile. I think of this verse very often when we deal with so many different difficulties and things going so-called wrong, devotees, you know, not happy. Here's Hiranyakasipu, and his activities were, you know, unbelievably atrocious, terrorizing the entire universe, killing brahmanas, killing cows, you know, subjugating all the demigods, taking away their jobs and their residences. And Krishna says, yeah, I know all about it, but you have to be patient. I'm going to take care of it. Patience is very important. Utsaha nischayat dayayat. Utsaha is extremely important. That's enthusiasm. We're not going to do anything unless we have some enthusiasm for it. It means we want to do it. We think it's good. And then there has to be utsaha nischayat, some kind of determination or perseverance, because whatever we're trying to do, whether it's spiritual advancement, spiritual projects, material work, there's always difficulties, obstacles coming from the threefold miseries. So you have to keep going anyway. But then patience has to be there. Without patience, can never finish, because if we're in too much of a hurry for a result, too much attached to a result, we have to find some kind of result. Too much great expectations or something for something wonderful or something very quick, and we're not patient, then we become discouraged and give up. So we've seen many, many people come to Krishna consciousness very enthusiastic, but then they don't last because they're in a hurry. They want some result. Or they have some idea of what, you know, the result is not what it's going to be. We see that in all different, not only in spiritual life, material life also. So here Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhakti Mam Abhijanati Yavanyas Chasmi Yavataha Tato Mam tatvato gyatva vishito tad anantaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So there's Krishna making it very, very clear. And many times in Bhagavad Gita, he's saying the same thing. And in this verse, Krishna is saying, you know, become my devotee by hearing about me and chanting and offering prayers. Same thing he says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. Think of me, become my devotee, offer respects to me. Right? That's what Krishna's order is. So there's many Bhagavad Gitas, as Prabhupada said, that he wrote his as-it-is Bhagavad Gita because someone asked him, you know, to recommend a Bhagavad Gita in English, and he said even though he gave a number 600 Bhagavad Gitas in English, he couldn't recommend any of them. So, because they all have Mayavadi interpretation, they're not presenting Krishna as it is. They're not making this point. So we didn't find people becoming devotees of Krishna, even though people were reading Bhagavad Gita in different places, different languages. But Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, as it is, which is just expanding, making it clear what Krishna says in his purports, because one needs a spiritual master to understand things. Now there's so many devotees. We have no idea. Someone asked me yesterday how big, you know, what's our movement. Prabhupada used to say 10,000 all the time, but that was 10,000, you know, living in temples. Now it's a congregation, a temple residents, and the movement is a very small percentage of the total devotees, initiated devotees. Some have records in some countries, and, you know, there's millions of devotees, and people aspiring to be devotees, and people accepting Krishna. But it's the only way is to become Krishna's devotee, but to really know Krishna, to attain the kingdom of God. But it's not so hard. Manmana, Bhava Madbhakto, think of me. Become my devotee by hearing and chanting about me and offering me prayers. Certainly will award benedictions for all living entities. So to see Krishna, to have the association, depends on one's spiritual advancement. How to make spiritual advancement is simple. Just hear and chant about Krishna while we do any of these other nine activities. That's given, you know, by Prahlad Maharaj. When he asked, when Hiranyakasipu asked him, you know, what did you learn in school? What have you learned? He didn't learn this in school, actually, but he learned it from Narada Muni when he was in the womb. So Shravana Kirtanam, that comes first. Kirtan is stressed in this purport also. And last night we had a very amazing Harinam. I don't have the, you know, full realization like Jayananda Prabhu had. Every kirtan he would say, that was the best kirtan we ever had. And they'd say, but you said that yesterday. He said, yeah, that was the best one else. That's a real, you know, spiritual vision. Everything is always the best. And another thing I was thinking, I was seeing devotees here. One day when Prabhupada was here in the class, he said, you'll think you don't have any love for Krishna. He said, but you're coming to the Srimad Bhagavatam class every morning, every day. And he said, it's the same thing every day. He said, I never have anything new to say. I always say, chant Hare Krishna, surrender to Krishna, serve Krishna. There's nothing else. But you're coming every day, he said, so that means you have love for Krishna. So we have to thank those who come every day and whoever's on the radio, which might be a much bigger audience, and who's ever on the internet, and whoever, you know, listens later on. This Krishna's arrangement to give a lot of facility to be able to hear about him and offer prayers. Chanting Hare Krishna is a prayer, but it's not a normal prayer, like materialistic people pray for something, you know, something material. But this is completely spiritual, so it can't be compared to any even Ashwamedha Yajna. It says if you compare one chanting Hare Krishna to 1,000,000 Ashwamedha Yajnas, it's very sinful. Because Ashwamedha Yajna is for material benefit. But chanting Hare Krishna is simply for spiritual advancement. It's a prayer to be begging Krishna for service, somehow or other, to be utilized. I saw one Christian church in Singapore. They have put these, you know, the Christian churches always put these signs outside. It said, it was a prayer. It said, melt me, mold me, use me. You know, melt, like you take some metal or something, melt it, put it in, make something out of it, and then you can use it. So we pray like that. We want Krishna to use us to become an instrument, like Krishna told Arjuna, nivitta matram. You become an instrument. Just Krishna is actually doing everything, but we have to let him utilize us to do it. When I first was going to the temple, I said, you better join right now because, you know, if you don't, it's just going to go everywhere and someone else will get the credit. You better get in on it. You know, devotees were very enthusiastic like that. He said, the temples are filling up. You better join right away, otherwise there won't be any room for you. I remember when they first started in Russia, and traveling preachers would go and the temple president would say, we have a big problem here. You know, there's so many devotees, we always need to get a new place. So many people were joining. And when devotees were coming from America, it was the opposite. You know, we got a big place and everybody's leaving. But we still see we have so many devotees. So I had to be thankful, especially last night, the Harinam, I had to thank Ganesh Prabhu. He really works hard, you know, calling everybody, making sure, and getting everyone to come, and everybody was very blissful. Then people see Krishna. That's how they, you know, find out. That's our advertising. One devotee was studying advertising in London. So they were going over different aspects of advertising that are color and sound and movement. And the teacher showed a movie of the Harinam. He said, now this is something that has everything. This has all colorful. It's very movement. It's very musical. It's got all the factors, you know, for advertising. So, you know, we see how much trouble people go to advertise their products, and how much money, but this is our best advertising, approaching people with books. When they see the Harinam, they're seeing Krishna. We may not, you know, get as we've seen it before, but we don't know what, you know, what it looks like unless devotees remember the first time they saw Harinam. Right? We get a lot of devotees. First time I saw Harinam was one devotee chanting. And I immediately thought, that's it, that's what I'm looking for. You know? And then I came later in the afternoon and there was a different devotee chanting. Then I was more convinced because they had such a different style. So then I was really convinced that this is a really amazing thing. And just from one devotee. But what to speak when they see 30, 40 devotees jumping and ecstasy. They never see anything like that. They don't know what it is. They can't understand it, but it infects the mind. They're seeing Krishna. So Krishna reveals himself in many different ways, and we can see him according to, you know, it says here, our spiritual advancement. Patience. Just, you know, please wait patiently until the time I'll take care of Hiranyakasipu when it's time. Sometimes deal with devotees and very distressed, even they've been mistreated by other devotees or something. And, you know, you try to give this example, but it's hard when we're in the midst of suffering, it's hard to understand. But Krishna has his time, but he's always there. We can always take shelter of the holy name. That's a special mercy. Rupa Goswami said that, you know, the holy name is much more merciful than the form. He said, I've rejected the form of Krishna, but still the name is here, you know. We left the spiritual world, but Krishna comes. Goloka Premadana, Harinama Sankirtana, it comes from Goloka. It's not some, you know, something coming out from the material energy, even though even Prickett asked, how can this, you know, seem like mundane alphabets be transcendental? But it is. That's Krishna's divine arrangement. Krishna is everything, all the elements. So the deity is Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. Even we sing that, Shiradika Madhavayora Para, Madhurya Leela Guna Rupa Nam Nam. All those things. Not just Madhurya Leela, but the qualities and the form and the name. And in Kali Yuga, the name is the incarnation. And we're just discussing, you know, Janmashtami recently. And Krishna says, Yada, Yada, Yadharmasya, Glanir Bhavati Bharata. You know, I come when there's a decline in religious activities or an increase in irreligion. So people may question, why doesn't he come now? It's pretty bad, right? You know, sinful activities are becoming more and more available. So much facility is being provided. When I came in at the airport here, there's quite a long walk to get to the immigration. And the only advertising was the casino. Big posters, two or three of them. Some comfort casino or some strange name and make it sound like it's just a really nice place. Many airports you see that. Actually, yeah, Minneapolis, same thing. And in Ghana even, you come out of the airport and the only advertisement is a casino. And that's the most addictive of all the irregulated principles. People go crazy. And of course, wherever there's gambling, there's much more intoxication, much more illicit sex, and other things. So that's Kali Yuga is pushing that so much. And why is he doing that? You know, because he's in anxiety about the Sankirtan movement. So he's working very hard, tirelessly. That's even in the Chaitanya Mangal. That before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, the Kali and his associates were discussing that Lord Chaitanya was going to come and there was going to be the Sankirtan movement, and how are they going to propagate their Kali Yuga things in the face of the Sankirtan movement. And they're in anxiety, so we see that he's making a big push. And it's Lord Chaitanya's golden age. I guess that's over now. People were asking, you know, what about this 2012? What do you think about that? You know. And I saw some guy, I'm sure he was a devotee before, now he's got his own program, but he said he researched in the Mayan calendar, you know, it's just one, like, our calendar's 1,000 years, so there's this 2012 years or something, and then it starts over again, back to year one. And then he, by his calculation, the Lord Chaitanya's golden age starts in the very beginning of the next year. You know, so it is a big change. But it's already, according to other calculations, already started at the 500th centennial of Lord Chaitanya. The golden age started. So we can also see that there's a big increase in attempts for spiritual life. Some, you know, vegetarian, these are religious principles, people taking up environmental concerns, vegetarian, anti-abortion, which, you know, previously Kali Yuga, it's just perfectly all right. At least many people are realizing many things. Even no smoking, you know. I was just in Tokyo, and one place where everybody hangs around, it's just a degraded area, and they have government people that go around with the ashtray, and if they catch anyone smoking, you know, to put it in there. They were fining people $30 before, but that created too much disturbance. They just put out the cigarette. They banned cigarette smoking on the sidewalk outside. So, but 20 years ago, there was no concept of no smoking in it. Japan. They had a few small places, but it was right in the middle of everything else. So things are happening, and there's much more, you know, increase in religious interest, whatever it is. But we had that duty to give people the real thing, and also this Sankirtan movement is the cutting edge, you know, that behind that these other things can go on, that we're like clearing the way, like the blockers in a football game or something, to, so that these environmentalists and all these people won't be completely devoured by Kali Yuga. So that propagating the holy name, chanting the holy name, you know, offering prayers, there's no difference. Prabhupada says, contrary to the laws of material nature, there's no difference between seeing the Lord, offering prayers, and hearing the transcendental vibration. So devotees are fully satisfied by glorifying the Lord. And that's called kirtan. And sankirtan means, you know, complete kirtan. That's when we chant for the benefit of everyone else. Take it out. Let everyone hear it. Chant loudly. Makes it available to more and more people. And, of course, anyone who does that becomes joyful, starts dancing. Yesterday we had, you know, famous scientists. We had new bhaktas. We had very senior devotees dancing, even crippled devotees dancing. Mother Gayatri was there and dancing like a young girl. So this is very enlivening for everybody, very pleasing to Prabhupada also that we're doing this. Prabhupada started that, you know, very early on. Get out and chant. So devotees have been doing that all over the world for so many years. Get out and tell people about Krishna. And if possible, give them books, give them something they can take home. You know, people are an illusion. They think, I'm all right. That's their mantra. You know, but it's just defense. You know, they're not all right. But, you know, they say they're completely happy, but they have to go to get drunk. So how can they be happy? If they're so happy, why do you have to get drunk, right? They have to go buy something, you know. And Maya, like Brigapati asked yesterday and about the UCLA, the same thing that Santa Monica, you know, they just made it so nice, right? Maya Donova, I guess, designed it, right? You know Maya Donova, the architect of the demons. So when you read about Ravana's kingdom or, you know, and he built the Pandavas assembly house too, where, you know, the door looks like a wall, and the wall looks like a door, and the water looks like not water, and the not water looks like water, and, you know, there's stairways that don't go anywhere. So, you know, it's just bewildering. There's so many things there. So people just get bewildered going from one shop to another. They don't know what they're even looking for, but Maya just grabs them and makes them buy things. These things are so important. The one shop we were chanting in front of, you know, the big thing about all this thing to help you sleep, you know, because Bhagavatam says people, their minds are so disturbed they can't sleep. And obviously it's true, you know, they got a sound machine to help you sleep better than ever and a special mattress. Spending thousands of dollars for a mattress. But you see, you know, people that work hard, they sleep right on the ground and sound asleep, no problem. Dogs also, that's why they're envious of dogs. You know, they can just lie down and sleep anywhere, have sex anywhere. So they think that would be a better life. So the next life Krishna will give them. One guy was telling me, I'm fine, I've got it all worked out, I don't need anything. I said, okay, what about your next life? And he, well, don't talk about that. You know. But, And what about the past life? We don't. That's not so important. People are concerned. Somebody was saying they got a big grant at UCLA, I guess, to study past life regression or near-death experiences or something. So that's all Prabhupada said. That's to show us that it's real. There is another life. But, you know, what we should think about is the next life. Devotees understand from scripture that there is a next life. So they're working on that. The past is over. But whatever we're doing now is, you know, creating the future. So I have a few quotes here. Prabhupada said, if one engages furthermore in not only in hearing, but in trying to broadcast the message of devotional activities as well, or if he engages himself in helping the missionary activities of Krishna consciousness, he gradually feels spiritual progress. This advancement in spiritual life does not depend on any kind of previous education or qualification. The method itself is so pure that simply by engaging in it, one becomes pure. So it stated also that if someone even appreciates the activities of preacher, he can get the same spiritual benefit. So, you know, whatever someone is doing, and Prabhupada stressed, Krishna stresses also, that it's not what we're doing exactly, what our occupation is, but, you know, to think of Krishna, be doing it for Krishna. The same work can be karmakanda, can be gyanakanda, can be bhakti. Someone can have an ordinary job, but they're using the results of that work for Krishna, and their goal is to surrender everything to Krishna. So that's bhakti. Someone else can be just trying to make money for sense gratification and working side by side, doing the same work. Anyone watching will think they're both the same, but it's not the same. So development of faith is the process of Krishna. Faith is extremely important. Many people realize that. The church over there on the next street, it has a sign, is your faith running on empty? Come on Sunday to get a refill or something, get a full tank. But because faith is the most important thing. We see that all the time in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Chanting with faith, serving with faith, hearing with faith, preaching with faith. Without faith, one can never attain ashadada purusha. You know, one cannot attain Krishna without faith in the process. One can be practicing, but without faith, then they'll give it up. Someone else can have faith. They don't have to have a lot of knowledge. They don't have to have any other qualification, but they have faith in Krishna. They have faith in the process, so they make advancement because they believe, you know, they believe that this is really the best thing. There's nothing better than this, nothing beyond it. This is the perfect thing that Prabhupada has given us. Srimad Bhagavatam is, you know, the Amala Purana, spotless. There's nothing in there to encourage any kind of sense gratification. And Krishna says, beware of the flowery words of the Vedas. Sometimes people ask, what does that mean? Krishna says it there also. Promising heaven, promising sense gratification, right? The Vedas are full of that. That's why Narada Muni chastised Vyas. You know, people want to enjoy anywhere. Now you're giving them how to enjoy. So you're cheating people. Mahabharata is full of that. You know, you can go to this heaven, that heaven, and stay for 100 million years and enjoy, you know, a beautiful body and everybody glorifying you and nice cars. And, you know, now they don't even think of that. They just think you get a nice car here and then you can be happy in the traffic jam, you know, because you've got 28 speakers in your CD player and you've got, you know, a comfortable seat that you can adjust 100 different ways. People believe that, so they work really hard and they go into debt to, you know, get these things. And their false ego, ahankara, you know, they think they're the car. So we are very fortunate to have, you know, this special mercy, and given is a special mercy of Lord Nityananda, who's
can't discriminate. He gives the mercy to everybody. And that's the Sankirtan movement. We go out and everybody hears it. All kinds of people hear it. Some appreciate it, some don't, but they all get benefit by hearing it. And then they'll remember it, so they might say the holy name again and again. And then they get more benefit. So there's another Harinam today. We're inviting everybody to try to make it bigger and bigger. I was remembering that when I was here in 1972 or 73, whenever it was, and we did Hollywood Boulevard. At that time, Hollywood Boulevard was a very crowded place. And there was maybe 100, 150 devotees. So, a big, long stretch on the sidewalk. And then the people would gather to watch it, which we don't see that anymore, but it would fill up the whole street, and then they'd block the street, then the police would have to come and get us to move, because people would just be standing out in the street watching, all these tourists from all over the countryside, Now maybe they kind of take us for granted, but many people, they'd never seen so many people. If we talk to people in one Harinam, they'd never seen it before, In almost any country we go. Some countries you still get the big, big crowds coming around. But even here you see how many people are taking pictures, taking movies, right? So it's spreading by that media also. They must look at those movies at least once, right? Show them to somebody, Especially when they're traveling many different countries and everywhere they go they see a Harinam. And then they start to wonder and they start to think that there's, like Murugendra was saying, how in the beginning time and everywhere there was a few hippies and nobody thought much about it, And then there was that Woodstock and all of a sudden there was like thousands of hippies and they realized how many there were, it was something happening. So people see the big festivals, the big Hare Krishna festivals, and then they realize this is something big and they want to know more about it. So we want to be available to tell them about it. We want to know about it. So that's why Prabhupada gave us so many books and read the books. We know he said they're not only for distribution. But if someone said, I'm only going to study all day, he said, no, you got to distribute it. But many times he said, right out here one time when Mataji, she said, she was trying to please Prabhupada. He was leaving for the morning walk. She said, Prabhupada, every day we're distributing, 100 Ishopanishads or something. And he said, why don't you read my books? Other times somebody said they distributed one book and he was just so happy. Depend on the mentality of the devotee. In a humble state of mind, then it's very pleasing, whatever we do. And it's also very effective when people meet a very humble devotee, who is just trying to give them Krishna, then they become very enlivened. So we see people like Vijay or something, and somehow everybody he talks to will take the book. The other people don't bother with him. Krishna doesn't send all the nonsense people. And that's when we can fix our mind. But everyone, we have to work on chanting the holy name attentively. Going out, chanting publicly, is very purifying, very helpful, to appreciate the mercy of being a devotee, see how people are suffering so much, thinking they can find happiness in external circumstances and just being frustrated at every moment. So it's getting a little late again. Any question or comment today? Anybody? For Saturday morning? So the beauty of Krishna consciousness is that by one stroke, by engaging in devotional service, one can surpass all the rituals of the different orders of life. It's from Bhagavad Gita purport. By one stroke, chant Hare Krishna, devotional service. It begins with chanting. There's always chanting. It ends with chanting. And whatever we do, we want to be chanting, remembering Krishna, hearing about Krishna, be in the association of devotees. So Krishna has kindly arranged the association here of many devotees. Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanadi. Eggs is not meat. Eggs is not meat.
Yes, but we are supposed to eat it.